This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. If Ukraine was responsible for Tuesday's drone attack on Moscow, it should not expect a public endorsement from the U.S. government. That story from VOA's Steve Herman.
Russia is claiming it shot down 8 Ukrainian drones that were part of what it calls a terrorist attack on Moscow early Tuesday. It is unclear how many drones were involved, and there are reports that several buildings in the Russian capital were struck. Ukraine denies responsibility. Asked whether the United States welcomes such operations, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre replied,
"We do not support attacks inside of Russia. Period. We've been very clear about that. That's been a general matter that you have heard from us over and over again this past several months."
The press secretary added the U.S. government is still gathering facts about the attack and does not have confirmation as to who carried it out. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
A U.S. military aid package for Ukraine that is expected to be announced this week will total up to $300 million and will include additional munitions for drones. AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The aid greatly resembles other recent U.S. packages, which have focused on providing Ukraine more ammunition for the weapons systems it has and helping it prepare for a counteroffensive to push back against Russian gains over the past year. Ukrainian officials have not formally announced the launch of a much-anticipated counteroffensive, although some say the pace of attacks suggests that it's already underway.
Meanwhile, the UN nuclear chief says the world is fortunate a nuclear accident has not happened in Ukraine and is asking Moscow and Kyiv to commit to preventing an attack on Europe's largest nuclear power plant and make other pledges to avoid the danger of a catastrophic incident at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. This is VOA News. The debt ceiling and budget deal worked out between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and U.S. President Joe Biden has advanced to the full House, where a vote is expected sometime today. As AP's Sagar Magani explained, fireworks are expected by conservatives who reject aspects of that compromise.
Some Republicans, like Oklahoma's Tom Cole, say the bill does the job by avoiding a debt default.
And we will achieve real reductions in spending while doing so.
But the hard right House Freedom Caucus and Chairman Scott Perry say there aren't nearly enough.
And we will do everything in our power to stop it.
With some conservatives warning of potentially trying to oust McCarthy.
I'm not sure what everybody wanted. We couldn't get everything we wanted.
He needs two-thirds of Republicans to approve the bill here at the White House.
This compromise agreement is reasonable for both sides.
Budget Chief Shalonda Young says the discussion now should be about getting the bill to President Biden, not about which party won.
The American people came out ahead.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
A military spokesman says Sudan has suspended its participation in talks with a paramilitary force it has been battling for weeks. The official said Wednesday that the move is a protest of the rapid support force's repeated violations of the humanitarian ceasefire, including the continued occupation of hospitals and other civilian infrastructure in the capital. The development was a blow to the United States and Saudi Arabia, which have for weeks been mediating the conflict between the African nations' warring sides. North Korea said its attempt to put the country's first spy satellite into orbit has failed. As VOA's Bill Gallo reports, sudden alerts in South Korea jolted its normally unbothered residents.
Sirens blaring on the streets of Seoul just after 6:30 on a Wednesday morning. Many residents received a wartime alert, saying they should prepare the elderly and young to take shelter. Minutes later, a second message appeared on phones saying the warning was sent in error. The warnings were prompted by a North Korean satellite launch, which headed south before crashing into the sea well off the coast. Even for Seoul residents, who routinely deal with North Korean launches, the incident was startling. It is extremely rare for North Korean missiles to disrupt life in South Korea. That's partly because there are so many launches, about 100 since last year.
For the first time in Syria's 12-year war, people in every district are experiencing some degree of humanitarian stress, and staggering 15.3 million need humanitarian aid. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.